horoscope for today? What's it all about? Ken, do you read your horoscope?
Gladly not.
I'll take that under advisement.
But I'm open to it.
Yeah, I know you are. You're open to lots of things. Dr. Kenneth Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology in Central Florida to take your calls, your questions, your comments about items that will affect you and your health, your well-being. 888-553-7536. Get to it if you have a question so you don't have to wait. But exercise patience and judgment, because when you tell your story, we ask you to do that pretty succinctly and then get to your question. Some people are better at that than others, but remember there are a lot of people who are listening, and they can learn from your circumstance and situation. So if you've had a contact this week, for example, I did. I had some damage done, you and I have talked about this, to my shoulder a year and a half ago in an accident on the farm. And it seemed to heal itself pretty well. And then with the advent of the cold weather last year, it seemed to flare up again. And it hasn't really. I've been having chiropractic care and acupuncture. And I have had all kinds of now physical therapy. And it's hot, it's warm around it. I haven't stopped using it, but the trouble seems to be moving from one part of my shoulder to another. And so I think that the most intelligent thing to do would be go get an MRI so we can actually see what's going on in there, because most of the x-rays that were taken were they showed that everything is sort of back in place. But the other side of it is that because I had physical therapy this past week for the first time in the way I had it done, that the expectation is that it'll hurt for a while, 3 or 4 weeks, until it gets better. But I still think that getting an MRI makes sense. What would you advise, Dr. Kronhaus?
You were one step ahead of me. As you were telling the story, that was on the tip of my tongue. I know you also, you've been working out. You've been training. You did a good job losing weight, and you've been working with a trainer. Any thought that this may have had any effect on it?
Yes, and the trainer is very sensitive to that. If there's any pain in any exercise, we just stop. He'll ask me over and over again, do you feel any pain? And
if that's I say, a good trainer.
Yeah, he says, stop. No more of that. Let's go somewhere else. And so he's working to strengthen the muscles around. But I think I've torn the upper part of my bicep that goes into the shoulder. And then there's stuff, there's activity around the front and the back. So I just think that in an MRI, you can see all that stuff, right?
Exactly, yes. It's time for you to be benched for a little while and get an MRI. And I don't want you pitching 9 innings today.
All right. So no, I don't have to because the season's over, which is kind of too bad because the weather's been very warm here. We have 62 degrees on the farm. Temperature is warmer here in Massachusetts than it was where I was in California last week. And that means that there is, according to some, an upheaval, a global upheaval. How does that affect people's health? When it got cold for a week or so, it was quite chilly in the 40s, they were saying, the meteorology, the fellows with the weather expertise, or the ladies with weather expertise, more women now doing this than men, that the October weather became November weather, and November weather has become October weather. What does that do to the health quotient of people, flus and colds and bugs and things? What do people have to look out for when the weather is like this?
Well, I just think the weather is unpredictable. You know, if you look historically, weather fluctuates. And we're having right now a little bit of a warm spell. And I think maybe this might delay the onset of flu season, although the first infant death of flu was reported in California just a couple days ago. But I think that perhaps this might delay the onset of flu season a little bit. But again, you know me, we're going to arm wrestle about this, about vaccines.
I'm at a disadvantage. You've been working out, and I'm my shoulder sore, so you may win.
I would not. Well, I have real biceps now.
There you go.
You got to come down and look at them. But Doug and I have been working out this year. We both have gotten into a aggressive exercise programs. And I would recommend everybody, I don't care what age you are, talk to your doctor. And then if they say it's okay, if you haven't been in one, get into one. You won't believe how good you'll feel. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Ken is walking the walk and working out at the gym a few times a week. And it's just a wonderful thing to do if you have never done it.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-900-6109 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-900-6109 to take your call now. Call 800-900-6109. That's 800-900-6109. Again, 800-900-6109.
Good news for egg lovers. The 2015-2020 Dietary Guidelines encourages people to consume a variety of protein-dense foods, like eggs, and recommend they include important nutrients in their diet, such as B vitamins, vitamins D and E, and omega-3 fatty acids. This means that it may be time to consider introducing Eggland's Best into your eating patterns. Charlie Langtree, an egg industry expert and CEO of Eggland's Best, is not surprised with this news.
Consumers have been telling us that they appreciate a fresher, more nutritious egg. Now the dietary guidelines have confirmed this. The goal at Eggland's Best is to make the freshest egg with the best taste and nutrition. Compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best gives you more than double the omega-3s, four times more vitamin D, and 10 times more vitamin E. With the release of the new dietary guidelines, we are confident that more consumers will consider EB eggs as part of their healthy diet.
For more information on Eggland's Best eggs and ways to incorporate them into a healthy eating pattern, visit egglandsbest.com.
It's the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen at 888-553-7536 as we get started overviewing what's going on in the medical news of the week from Dr. Ken's perspective after he's done his research, your calls, and what we can do on the email. It's Doug at DougSteffen.com or Dr. Ken at DrKenShow.com. An update on Ken and his health last week, as you remember, Dr. Ken wasn't here because he had laryngitis. When I first heard you, I didn't even know it was you, actually. And then it became discernible. So how did you get laryngitis? Why did you get laryngitis? You're a doctor. After all, doctors are not supposed to get sick, right?
Absolutely, yes. Let me tell the story because there's lessons in this story for everybody. I have a wonderful, dear dental hygienist who has been doing my cleanings for over 20 years, the same woman. And I'm a great believer in really keeping your mouth clean because I think that's the gateway for getting inflammation into the body and wreaking havoc from head to toe. So, you know, I walk the walk. I make sure I get a professional cleaning a couple of times a year at least. And the woman who has been doing this, the same person for literally over 20 years. I walked into the office last Wednesday, and she had no voice. And she is usually a very healthy woman, and I have rarely ever seen her sick. And I said to her, "Are you okay?" And she reassured me, and she has never, ever led me wrong, that she was fine. So I wanted to be a hell of a guy. I didn't want everyone in the office talking about me, that I was going to walk out because I was paranoid that, about a dental hygienist, because I know I would have been the talk of the office. So I just, being a hell of a guy, sat down and let her do her thing like she always does. And you know, dental hygienists, you know, you're nose to nose with them. You know, they have their face right in your mouth. And yes, she was nose to nose with me for about an hour. And she does a wonderful job. She works very hard for me. She tries very hard. And I walked out and thought I was okay. And that was Wednesday late afternoon. By Friday, late afternoon in the day, it was about 4 o'clock, I was reading an echocardiogram, an ultrasound of the heart, and you've had one, Doug, and you know my wonderful Lori in my office, and we were reading a stress test together. She was putting up images for me, and we were looking at one very quickly for a patient who had one in the office, and she was helping me review a test that we had just done, and Lori, who knows me for, you know, decades, a long, long time, has a great ear, and said, "Dr. Kronhaus, what's wrong with your voice?" And they're used to listening, and I said, "Nothing, I'm fine." And from that point on, it only got worse, and I didn't feel anything. I just kept listening to my voice, but by late Friday night, I just quickly deteriorated, and by late Friday night, I was already on antibiotics. I had a productive cough, and this is a key. The sputum had turned to green, and I didn't have much fever, because the question with this is, you know, is it flu? Is it an upper respiratory infection due to a bacteria, because there is influenza A is rampant in our county. They had to close two schools in the county where my office is last week, not too near us, but in the same county, to disinfect the county and make sure the kids were staying healthy. So the big question was this a flu? And I've had the vaccine this year. And the reason why I was sure it wasn't the flu, because I had almost no fever. And with the flu, people are getting a fever. And also another key item was my sputum, which is never a color, had turned, without a doubt, a very deep green-yellow. And I was on antibiotic and actually did not go to work because I didn't want to share my problem with anybody else. Did not go to work Monday or Tuesday, and it really took till about Wednesday when you could recognize me again.
So, a word to the wise. My feeling is, because there's a lot going on in your life as well, I think your immune system is a little down. Not in its normal, wonderful state. You may not have been getting as much sleep as you're used to, all of those things. So that's what I thought when I heard you, because I don't remember you ever, in the years you've been doing this program, you being sick.
Well, there may be some truth to that, but I would have had to have the most amazing immune system to fight what this dental hygienist had, because really, you've had your teeth cleaned by, you know, you are almost kissing each other. Well, and actually, she did not have a mask on.
Yes. Bad then.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Well, you're here, and that's what's important. And
I'm
here,
and I'm more sensitive. Yes.
Yeah, to all of this stuff. All right, another story about Ken and his family in a matter of moments that you will relate to. 888-553-7536 on Good Day Health.
Tax season is here. Many of us are wondering how we can maximize our tax refund and get it faster. Jackson Hewitt CEO David Prokupek shares a few tips on how to make the most of your tax refund this year.
At Jackson Hewitt, we're serving hardworking Americans making tax season less taxing. And this year, you can have your federal refund loaded onto an American Express SERV account. When you do, you can get your refund up to 2 days faster than an IRS direct deposit. We're going to let folks pop into Walmart and pick up the refund for under 10 bucks. It's really a great deal, one of the ways to maximize your refund this year at Jackson Hewitt.
Are there any other benefits for getting refunds on the card?
This American Express SERV card helps you avoid high check cashing fees. You also get $50 on American Express SERV card the same day you complete your taxes with us. It's our way of saying thank you. But the best way to get the biggest refund, for which most Americans is the biggest paycheck of the year, is to talk to a tax professional and make sure you get it right.
For more information, visit JacksonHewitt.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Now 23 after the hour. This is the Good Day Health program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is better and at his best. Sounds to me like he's at his best. And if you're not at your best and you want to have Dr. Ken help you get to your best, see, he just admitted he was fallible. He actually got sick and lost his voice and didn't work for a couple of days. That's pretty unheard of.
Well, you've heard me say that I think doctors are sometimes too healthy. You don't become as sensitive to patients as you need to be. In my life. I think some of the most sensitive doctors have been those doctors who've been patients.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. Also something in Dr. Ken's life, as I said, his immune system may be down. There are a lot of things on his mind, including the passing of your mother this past week. So you have told us off and on about her, and she was a nurse. She struggled as she came into the last couple of years of her life. But you, as the good son, have paid good attention, and important things have been learned from her experience. So what can we all, as you go through your experience, whatever you care to share with us about her, her condition, things that you can learn about people in the last months of their life. There wasn't an expectation, if I remember correctly, of her. I mean, she could have gone at any time, really. But were you surprised that she passed?
I was not. My dear mother, who was 1 month away from being 89 years old, she had a remarkable life. The number two is amazingly important to my mother's life. She was the second child of her two parents. She had two brothers. She had two sister-in-laws. She had two children. She has two grandchildren from each child. She has two nephews, two nieces. She was a registered nurse. She went to graduate school for 2 years to do that. And she was quite a lady. She taught me about how to be sensitive to people. And she had two wires in her heart that were coordinating the left and right ventricles, because about 10 years ago, at her 80th birthday, she went out for dinner with my brother and had two glasses of wine, and on the second glass was eating steak and choked on it. And fortunately, she was out with two doctors who were able to revive her, and she survived. That was 10 years ago. And about 2 months ago, she started to go into a situation after a typical hip fracture. At this age, she never really rallied from it. She couldn't have a complete repair because of the condition of her heart. And for the past couple of months, she's been in hospice, and we had expected at any point that she might pass away, and she really didn't want to be extended any longer than the natural processes in her body. She was ready to go. She and I took care of her mother when my grandmother was about a month away from being 89, expired at about the same age, and I, with my mother, took care of my grandmother and helped her pass away. And so I knew exactly what my mother wants. She talked to me about this openly her entire life. And she has been talking to me the past few months what she wants. And we just walked her gently to the last epilogue of life. And we're going to have the funeral tomorrow. And I'll tell you, as a middle-aged person, you don't walk through the final doorway to adulthood. In fact, you're thrown through it when your last living parent expires. You enter the last doorway to adulthood. And since last Monday, I now know what being an adult is really like.
Very interesting. I remember my father going through the same sort of thing, although he was the last 3 or 4 months of his life. I just told the story last night with a dear friend of mine. The stroke that he had when he was in the late summer of his 91st year, it took him 2 or 3 months to really finish his adaptation of what life was all about, although I felt like his soul and his spirit left him pretty much when he had the stroke. But he lived physically until November the 12th of 2004. And we had done a lot of things, figured out a lot of stuff beforehand, but he wasn't much for talking. As a matter of fact, he was really, he was not in denial, but he didn't like to talk about what would happen at the end. We'd made preparations over the three or four months.
And most don't. That's so common. No. My mother, remarkably, I guess it was from her being a nurse and working, she was very comfortable talking about it. In fact, wrote it down for us. And I think I read that about a month ago on the air.
I was so startled when my grandmother on my mother's side died. She bought the plot. She paid for everything that had to do with her. She had liver cancer, died when she was 86. Uh-huh. But she had taken every step. She was a woman of faith, and she didn't worry about a thing. She held on to everybody until she died, and it was just, okay, I'm going over here now. Instead of being here, I'm going to be over there.
That's what my mom did. The whole thing is paid for, instructions were provided.
Right. What a great example. Congratulations to her and to your family. Half past the hour, Good Day Health, 888-553-7536.
Right now in Napa, when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional oil for just $3.59 a quart, we'll give you either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Hey, wait, what? Well, that makes more sense. We'll give you a bobblehead of either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Valvoline for just $3.59 and a free bobblehead. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing, taxes, and recycling fees extra. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 2/29/16.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Dr. Ken and Doug, and I'm awaiting your call with Doug at 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-553-7536. Guess what? It's toll free. Hopefully you won't wait too long. You'll get to talk to Kara. She is an absolute delight. She'll get you ready to talk with us, and I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. I promise I won't embarrass you, and I'll do my best not to rush you, and I'll hopefully give you an answer. If you have a symptom or a sign of some medical issue about yourself, your spouse, kids, parents, grandparents, or if you've been to the doctor and they made a diagnosis and they're recommending therapy and you'd like some other choices, I go both ways. I use evidence-based traditional medicine. I've been educated, fortunately, as good as possible in America traditionally, but I also am not allergic to alternative medicine, evidence-based alternative medicine. So I'm like a blended doctor. I take the best from all worlds. I like to treat everyone like I would like to be treated, with the simplest, gentlest, kindest manner possible. And I won't embarrass you, as I said. And hopefully you'll leave us with minimal questions answered, or at least a plan of where to go from here. So write this down, toll free, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N.
Or email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Dr. Ken at DrKenShow.com. We'll get to some of that and the news of the week. I wanted to sort of add a postscript to what we were talking about. Dr. Ken just explained the passing of his mother this past week, and the week before that, his being in a rather suspended state of intimacy. That wasn't what I was thinking. Wherever that came from. A suspended state. His immune system, a suspended state of a weakened immune system because of all the emotional things going on. And that is what happens. Your mind and your body are connected, and there is absolutely no question in my mind. Ken will agree with me.
I agree. Stress and sleep, a big factor on your immune system.
Right. Yep. So if you have a generally healthy body anyway, you're going to knock it off. I've had a couple of circumstances this winter where I've been around my grandson who had a little sniffle, and I got a little bit of a swollen gland and a tickle, a swollen gland and a tickle in my throat, and then it went away. I didn't go all the way. A lot of people have spent a lot of time this winter. I'm in Denver this weekend, And I was talking to some friends and people that I'm close to, and stuff has gone through this community, whereas you can, I mean, most of the country has had this, whatever it is that's going around, this virus.
You know, it's great. You get that little tickle in the throat. You've been around somebody. Grab that fresh orange juice with thick pulp in it, and that is the antidote so often.
Drink away. And you can go to get some zinc and take some echinacea. And certainly vitamin C is very, very helpful, but you got to load up on it. Those things, you don't take, if you take them on the daily dose, they won't protect you. I found that if I get a huge dose of vitamin C for 3 or 4 days, that helps a lot.
But the natural, the very heavy, thick pulp, true orange juice, with all those antioxidants, that is so powerful to give you a big zest to your immune system.
I often talk about what I'm having for breakfast or what I'm eating when I'm on the air doing the Monday through Friday program. I'm on for 5 or 6 hours, and out on my counter, I have spread oranges, kiwis, raspberries, blueberries, the various types of melons that I like, and grapes and cherries, and that's what I munch on through the course of the morning. And some of the great oranges... This winter, California orange has been really thick. You just described it, and I was thinking, yeah, that's the way I've been. I'll just take a cut, a slice with every break, and I'll have a big mouthful of that stuff.
And that pulp, that is also, that's the good part.
Really good for you. Right. All right, 888-3, wait a minute, let's try the right number, 888-553-7536. Let's get to some, the other thing, before we get to the news of the week, your comment about... being the at the end, the practical wall that you've hit with your parents both gone. You asked me if I had been there and felt that, and yes. When my father died in 2004, my mother had been gone for a long time. My mother died when she was 50. I was 22, 23 at the time. And there were no, my father was an orphan. My mother was an only child. Her mother was, everybody was gone. And so my two sisters and I had a conversation about that. And it really was. It was a realization, kind of like getting slapped a little bit on the, okay, this is it, boys and girls. You had a great-grandmother, you had a grandmother and grandfather, you had fathers and uncles and mothers and stuff. Gonzo. They were all gone. You're the wall now between whatever is in the family and eternity. And that's what sort of keeps going and going and going.
And that's where I was this past Monday. And if anybody hasn't experienced it yet, it's a new chapter in your life. So just hug those parents as much as you can and take good care of them. But plan. Don't be afraid about talking about the end. It'll make it easier for everybody. And you'd be surprised. Often the parents, if they don't bring it up, would like the kids to bring it up, and just do it in a gentle, easy manner when you have plenty of time to talk about it, and just be very sensitive. If it's not going well, you know, back up a little bit, slow down, because, you know, maybe the parents don't know why you're bringing it up, but often parents will want to talk about this.
Yeah, right. But if you can't do it today, do it tomorrow.
Time to do it.
Yep. 888-553-7536. Okay, a couple more. We're in story time here. Might as well tell a couple of more stories. The reason I'm in Denver was to visit our friend Dr. Fred Grover, who is the fellow connected with Seriscan, the people who have done such wonderful work, Ken, in the last, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years, the proprietary software that they have that examines the brains of our soldiers, football players, people who have had incidents where their brains have been challenged in a way, whether it's hereditary or whether the football players, I first became aware of it when they were doing the study on the NFL players. The fellow that runs it and one of the chief investors are very close friends of mine. And so I had my brain tested, as you'll remember, and didn't much like what came out of the test because it wasn't what we were expecting at all. It indicated this software, for those of you who may not have ever heard me talking about this, this is important, and the company is important for you to have a handle on. If you're dealing with Alzheimer's or dementia in your family, then you ought to know about Seriscan, C-E-R-E-S-C-A-N. We'll have Fred back on in a couple of weeks, because there are a lot of new things when it comes to this sort of this pursuit, this medical pursuit, Ken. A lot of new knowledge. People are not to be afraid as they used to be, because there are all kinds of ways of dealing with it, including figuring out whether you have the gene, the DNA in your system, and then working on a plan or a program, what you eat, how you live your life, that sort of thing. Very important, what you're exposed to. But anyway, so when I visited with Fred the other night, he and I were together about an hour and a half, and he went through all the information that has come from the latest material that you and I have worked on when I visited you, and he looked at some other health information for me, and he looked at that scan that you had the doctor from Mass General do on me, and we looked at some of the old material, and he decided that it was not necessary for me to have another scan because I'm doing the right things. And you listen to me in conversation, you know, the prediction for those of you who what sobered me up when I went through this was that they looked at my brain scan, and it looked to them, the experts, the doctor and the psychologist that read the scan when I had it done 6 or 7 years ago, that I was a candidate. And in the next 7 to 10 years, I'd probably have the beginnings of early onset.
How did he reconcile what he originally thought and what
he was not the one who read it first. There was a doctor in the office at Saraskan who read it first. Fred didn't until after the fact.
Is that doctor still there?
No, that doctor's not still there, as it turns out. No, they have another.
I guess he's now practicing dermatology.
Well, you were the first person who said, this isn't right. And then you worked so hard. Your true friendship certainly reared itself then, because you did the research, found the guy who many people feel is the country's best expert when it comes to this sort of thing, and you kept pushing your way into Mass General, and finally Meredith and I had a consultation. I actually had a couple of consultations with him, and he did a PET scan on me, which is what Fred looked at the other day, and he says, there's nothing in here that's out of the ordinary for somebody your age. And then he put me through a bunch of tests to figure out what my verbal acuity was. And
did he go back and look at their scan also?
He did, yeah.
And what was his interpretation of his scan?
He was more interested in the doctor that I visited, what was his interpretation? Who were you talking about, Fred or the doctor at MGH?
Fred currently, most recently.
Yes. Right.
Going back in time and looking at the original scan that raised any concern. In his own review, have any concern without looking at the scan that was done at MGH?
No, but he looked at the MGH scan first, and that's what we spent our time on.
Did he think that was adequate?
Well, he thought it was fascinating, actually.
Okay.
He hadn't seen this kind of a PET scan before.
Good.
And compared it to, because there's now two different types of scans.
So the answer is yes. He did think it was adequate. Excellent.
Right.
Excellent.
Yes. So he said, not that you shouldn't keep doing what you're doing, and he's urged me to do a bunch of things that I'm going to do. And he said, well, maybe we'll see how you are in a year or two, and maybe you'll want to have a scan then. But for now, this is what you do. And he gave me a prescription of, not a prescription, but a bunch of stuff that mostly I've been doing anyway. But the thing that fascinated me in the conversation with him was actually looking at the scan. You know how you and I, when we sat in your office the first time
Yes.
And I looked at my heart as it came apart, the MRI, the sort of slices of your heart, and seeing every single thing.
The CAT
scan. The rest of the CAT scan that took apart my lungs and all my organs and stuff.
We sliced through you.
Right. Yeah. It's like taking a knife and cutting people up in thin slices.
But there's no knife.
No, exactly. So that was what we looked at in my brain the other night. And, yeah, there's a little indentation on the left-hand side, which is what they were concerned about before.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be from an injury when I was 3 years old. But he's looking at the rest of it. And I, you know, just looking at it and seeing how the brain works, literally, the cortex. I mean, you've seen all this because you've done cadavers and cut people's brains up and done all that in your way to being a doctor.
Absolutely.
I never saw this before. And he looked at my neck and he said the same thing that you and Jack Stockwell have said. I don't know how you turn your neck. There's nothing in your neck. There's no cartilage or anything that's there. But
it should be a giraffe.
The brain stem. the cortex that goes up, the brain itself, what's on the top of your brain, the thymus or whatever it is. And, and it was just fascinating.
And a good doctor he is. More importantly, before even imaging, it sounds like he did a good history and physical.
Yeah. He looked at your stuff. He spent the first part of the first hour.
That's a good doctor,
probably
folks.
40, 45 minutes looking at he looked at everything that I had from when I had seen him before, which was, I think 6 years ago.
He filled the gap and wanted to know what's been going on with you medically. Everybody who's a provider listening to that is good medicine. That's how you get the answer. You took a good history. And then, before even doing any imaging, he did some mental status exam of you and felt that you didn't need anything further.
Well, he was keeping a separate screen, so he was making notes on the screen as we were looking at some things from my medical history.
And he checked your mental capacities with some tests. And that's a great doctor. And here he is an imaging doctor and decided not to do an image.
It's really fascinating. When I went into his office, because he came to me the last time. I didn't go to him. So this time I went to his office. And he had books all over the table, brain games. Here's how to stimulate their brain. And it was for people of all ages. So I'm going to go to the bookstore when I go back this afternoon or tonight to Boston. Tomorrow I'm going to go to the bookstore. And I'm going to get all of those brain books. Meredith does a crossword puzzle every day of her life.
And
I started doing crossword puzzles.
Brain. It's great to prevent dementia.
I did one on the plane the other day.
Excellent.
My daughter does one. I mean, this is the kind of stuff. For those of you who think, and you get a little scared hearing some of the stories about dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and other things. There are so many, there's just so much research that's been done. And by the way, it came about because of the football. I go back, as much as I don't like football, this stuff would never have happened. Seroscan was hired when they were in their infancy by the NFL to look at the brains of these players that were complaining about what was happening to them later in life. So as they looked at them, they began to read and understand and get the consistencies that were leading to them figuring out what the problems were these guys were having. And my brain was compared to the football players. I was one of the first people to go in there that wasn't a football player. Since then, the NFL didn't like the results, so then the Players Association hired him to look at their brains and to come up with the information that they use in the suits against the NFL. And then the most important work they're doing, John Kelly, who runs Seroscan, has a storied past in the military and lots of military connections. I got to tell you another story in a minute about part of what I learned this last couple of days. But as a military guy, he respected and knew a lot of people that came from Vietnam that had horrendous problems. And so they've now been hired by the Defense Department. They're looking at the brains of many of these soldiers. And they were the ones that came up with the information about the soldiers that are committing suicide. And they look at their brains. They found it was amazing. John was going through this with me yesterday, how they look at the information that came. And they discovered, or one of his guys who does he does the analysis of the data. That's all he does. This guy, all he does is look at data all day long. And they looked at all of the, there were 882 soldiers that they had examined and that had committed suicide. The brains of 882 soldiers that had committed suicide. Every single one of them had some sort of there's something in the brains that they found in every one of them that now is in common. So they've taken that information and they're trying to do brain work on the ones who are alive. And if they find this, whatever it is in their brain, then they can work with them therapeutically. They have people on staff that are psychologists and people that will then be able to counsel these guys, if they have that, whatever it is in their brain that would lead them to commit suicide, that's what they're working on.
That is
all
great news. Let me just add some really good news momentarily. In the New England Journal of Medicine, surprisingly about dementia, this is a great report that is so encouraging, actually, that in the last four decades, the amount of Alzheimer's, the incidence of Alzheimer's has dramatically decreased. This was very surprising.
They're getting guys like Fred who are practicing this kind of medicine.
Well, Well, the feeling is it's because there's been less heart disease. The Framingham study has taught us how to prevent heart disease, and that's why.
Talk about more of that in a minute. 51 after. Good day, health.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Now, 53 after the hour, the Good Day Health Program. Discussion of what's going on with your health and ours. In fact, 888-553-7536. Sean is in Glendale, Washington. Sean, what's your question for Dr. Ken? How may we be of service to you, sir?
Hello, and it's Sean, and I'm a female in Goldendale, Washington.
Wow,
and I've talked to you before.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. You gave me some advice about getting a second opinion about 5 weeks ago on H. pylori.
Yes.
Yes. Do you remember me?
A little bit, but I've talked to too many people since then. How can I help, Sean?
Where are we at? Where are
What's
we
the question?
Okay. Well, I was, I had gone through two sets of treatments, and I went out of the area and got a second opinion. And what they had clinically given me was normal. I still have it. I did a breath test at the hospital.
Let me just ask you a question. Did a gastroenterologist diagnose H. pylori, not just from a blood test by a non-gastroenterologist, but did a gastroenterologist actually do an upper endoscopy and diagnose H. pylori?
Yes, I had the upper and lower
Good.
End.
Okay, so you had a confirmed diagnosis. Step one, done. Good. And now you need an effective treatment. So did the gastroenterologist recommend the treatment for you?
Yes, he did, and I followed two sets of that treatment.
And it was not effective, correct?
No, not at all.
Okay, and what did the gastroenterologist recommend as the next step then?
The tetracycline and metronidazole, 500 milligrams.
Okay.
And yeah, metronidazole.
Were you willing to do that, Sean?
Yes, I.
So you went through that. Was that the second course of traditional treatment?
This is the third course and the first set of this treatment, and they're planning on a second.
Okay, so you have not completed the third course of traditional treatment?
No,
okay,
but
so,
I still have it.
Well, but why don't you do this? Why don't you complete what the gastroenterologist wants you to do, and if that's ineffective, give me a call back. And because we don't yet have a true treatment failure of the proposed course. And I don't want to get in the middle of your gastroenterologist's course. But if it doesn't work, then let's talk. Is that fair?
Sure. I'm on your super beats.
All right. Well, Sean, I look forward. You're a good patient. Follow to a letter, all dots, I's, and cross the T's. Not to be cliche-ish, but do it. And then if that doesn't work, give us a call back, and we'll see where we go from there, Sean. Take care. Now, thanks for calling.
I want to know at that time how the Super Bees is affecting you as well. 888-553-7536. Let me just do a postscript to this. There was a story this past week about Prevacid and some of those other things that are used to block H. pylori that are over-the-counter that suggested those things might be a problem when it comes to Alzheimer's and dementia because of whatever they put in it. I don't know. I forgot what they... Because you put me on that, I think, once when we had the... Or the other guy did when I had H. pylori.
I'm glad you brought that study up. That was in the Journal of the American Medical Association neurology version this week, that heartburn medications, they're associated with a higher dementia risk. These are the Prilosex, the Nexiums, the Prevacids of the world, the so-called H2 the acid suppressors, proton pump inhibitors. The other group, like Zantac, you know, those are the histamine blockers, H2 blockers, but these are the proton pump inhibitors. They really suppress the acid. And I think this study is only of significance for those who are on this family of medication long term, not the brief efforts that this last caller will need to get rid of H. pylori, not what you needed to get rid of some irritation from throwing up, and you had some irritation of your stomach and small bowel from an unpleasant episode with some food poisoning. But that is a short course. What this article refers to are people who are taking it forever and think that it's not a problem.
Yeah. All right. So there's a word to the wise, clarification, which is what Ken is working on. Do you believe it was 2 weeks ago, 2 years ago this week that I had that episode with the being sick for 3 days and what it did to me? I find it fascinating that it was 2 years ago.
Exactly. Well, isn't that? You believe that all the time.
888-553-7536. More of Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health coming up.
Free advice for better living. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Doing what works can backfire if you start coasting. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith doesn't coast.
When we're successful, we get trapped into just repeating what we're doing over and over again. When we get positive recognition, we're successful. Sometimes at the expense of doing stuff that in the short term doesn't pay off, but in the long term is going to make a huge difference in our lives. So I really started working on that myself, and I've used that now in my life a lot. So I keep trying to grow and write and do new and different things, as opposed to just be repetitive.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.